Always a schuss to be together. Always a schuss. Erev Shabbos Kodesh, to prepare for Shabbos. The holiest day of the week, the holiest day of the year. And always a schuss these weeks also. I personally get chizik from the chevra. Because these are weeks where some in certain mekaymas are on Bein HaZmanim already, and all over in different mekaymas, Baruch Shem Alad in Eretz Yisrael. Still the chevra is coming to learn. To be kovei, to motayra. Mechazik each other, Mirz Hashem. Should be big. First of all, before we begin, all the Torah tonight, all the Chizik, all the Cyrus is being sponsored, first of all, by the Chassan and Kala, Benji and Miriam Katan. You know, I gave a women's share this past Matzei Shabbos, and Benji and Miriam sponsored that as well, prior to the Chassan, the Schust, and everything should go well and beautiful, and all be Simcha by the Chassan. And there, so I started out by saying that. But I said it was sponsored by Benji Katan and Miriam Farkas. So tonight we can say it's being sponsored by Benji and Miriam Katan. And, you know, Benji's not with us right now, but I said already last week, Benji's been mamish koveitim to this year in such a special way for such a long time, and I'm sure he'll be back with the reshus of his Eishes Chayil. And Mirz Hashem, well, the Torah, the Chizuk HaSarah should be a big schus for only Simcha and Bracha. They should build the Beit Hashem Yisrael. Mali Simcha, Mali Bracha. Chasana was so full. Simcha, Bez Hashem should be a Simen Toiv for a life of Simcha, Mirz Hashem.
Amen.
And also, Bez Hashem, all the Chizuk, all the Cyrus is being sponsored anonymously. Lila Nishmas, Eliezer Ben Yisrael. And Mirz Hashem should be a big schus for his Neshama. Be a big schus for him to be a big male. He should be a big male choice for your beautiful mishpacha, and only bringing the chama to the mishpacha. Till we're zoyich be tanting together, bekarov with ches amesim, bekarov be amein, abez Hashem.
Amen.
So these parshios, you know, last week and going into this week still are very emotional parshios. Last week we had so many different episodes. Yosef being reunited with his brothers, with Binyamin, with Yaakov. And this week we go into the final days of the life of Yaakov. Yaakov leaving this world, wanting to bless his grandchildren, bless his children. And just the end of Bereishis. The end of Bereishis is, you know, sad every single year. You know, we live with the Parsha. You didn't live with the Parsha. When you go through the Parshios, you're reliving the storyline. And so Bereishis is always, it's warm. It's like you're back with your avos, with your imos, with all those stories that built us as Yidden from little children that we grew up with, that build our foundation as people who believe in God and people who care about each other. So it's emotional parsha. Yaakov saying goodbye to his children, saying goodbye to his grandchildren, saying goodbye to Klal Yisrael. There's a very famous Gemara. When he gathered all his children together, very, very famous, that we have to analyze and we have to discuss. The Gemara is in Pesachim Daf Nun Vav. Pasuk says, "Vayikra Yaakov Abana Vayomer Heosvu Vagudul Lechem." Yaakov called his children, says, "Gather together, I want to tell you." What did he want to tell them? I'm sure many of you have learned this before. Bikesh Yaakov Legalos Labanov Ketz Hayamim. You know what Yaakov wanted to do? He wanted to reveal to his children when will be the end of days, when Mashiach will come, when the end of all the suffering will be. And there's way too much suffering still until today. The Nistalka Mimena Ashchina. And at that moment, Hashem removed it from him. He no longer had the ability. He didn't know. Nistalka Mimena Ashchina. Amar Hashem Achas V'Shalom Yesh B'Mitasi P'sul Ka'avram Shiyotem Menu Yishmol V'Avi Yitzchak Shiyotem Menu Esav. He thought, maybe, why did Hashem remove that from him? It must be that maybe one of his children is a P'sul, has a Pagam. Right? After all, Avram had Yishmol, Yitzchak had an Esav. Maybe I also. No. Amar Lo Banav, what does his children say? Chevra, what does his children say? We find the origin in this Chazal of the beautiful pasuk, maybe the most famous and most important pasuk in Kol HaTorah Kula, that millions of Yidden have left this world with these words on their lips, Shema Yisrael. And here was a double understanding. Yisrael is Yaakov, right? Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. And what do they mean to be saying? Amru, they were saying, Kishem She'em Belibcha El Echad. Just like only in your heart is one. Only in your heart is Hashem. Yaakov, just like you, Tati, all you think about is Hashem. Kach ein b'libeinu el echad. So too by us. All that we have is Hashem. Be'osa shapaz of Yaakov, avinu v'amar. What did Yaakov say? Baruch Shem Kvo Malchuso li'olam ved. Like we say every morning. And every night. But then the Gemara continues. Amar Rabban, hechi navid. Here's the origin of what we do. What should we do when we say Shema? Should we say Baruch Shem Kvo Malchuso li'olam ved or not? Namru, if we say Baruch Shem, Lo Amru Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu didn't say, go open up a Torah, Parsha Shema. What Parsha? Parsha Deschanan? Do you find the pasuk after Shema Yisrael? What do you find the pasuk of Baruch Shem Kol Malchus Olel Ved? You don't find such a pasuk. It's right into Vahafta. Lo Namru, but if we don't say Baruch Shem Kol Malchus Amru Yaakov, Yaakov said it. So whatever we choose to do, either we're like in the face of Yaakov or in the face of Moshe. Also so that Takana was, we'll say it, but quietly. Right? You're supposed to say Baruch Shem Kvod Malchus quietly, except on Yom Kippur, it's very famous, but every other day we say Baruch Shem Kvod quietly. Amr of Yitzchak, Amr Dvei Rav Yami, Ami, Mashal of Bas Melech, it's like a Bas Melech, Sharichu, Tziki Kadera, she smelled like the dry spices at the bottom of the pot, and she wanted to eat this, but it's not Bekovadik for her to eat this. Im Tomer, Im Tomer, Yesh Lo Ganai. If she says to her servants like to bring it to her, it's shameful, like that a queen, a chvesnish, the Bas Melch, the princess wants this, it's like below her. Lo Tomer, Yesh Lo Tzar, but if she doesn't say to her to bring it, what's going to happen? She's pain, suffering that she doesn't have her tie, what she likes, and she's going to be upset about it. Hitzchilu Avde Lahavi B'chashai. So her servants went and brought it to her quietly, B'chashai. We have to understand two things here. Baruch Shem Kvod Malchus Olam Ved, such a beautiful pasuk. Baruch Shem Kvod Malchus Olam Ved, talking about Kvod Malchus Olam Ved, that the honor of the Ribbono Shel Olam should be forever and ever. Why didn't Moshe Rabbeinu have such a pasuk? Why is it that only Yaakov Avinu such a pasuk, first of all? And second of all, in the end of the day, we say Bechashai. So we thought, originally you're saying you say Bechashai, because it's like a little bit of a compromise. But from the Gemara, it sounds like it's like a sense of busha to say it out loud, even for us. What's the busha? Like by the princess, it was a busha that she wants this. So we have to keep it quiet. What's the busha? What's the shame in saying such a pasuk? So we have to understand all this. So have you read a very special Torah? Mamish. I saw sometimes, you know, I learn a Torah and a mamish. So hard not to like share it with the world. You want everybody in the world to hear this Torah, and it's just special. And you see the depth of Torah. I saw this. The Shul Pinchas brings Rebbe Amari Pinchas Freeman. He brings down from the Amud HaTorah, Rav Yehuda Tzvi Mirazal, that he says. In the two psukim of Baruch of Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad and Baruch Shem Kvod Malchuso Le'olam Ve'ed, we have the letter Ayin three times. The letter Ayin comes right. Shema, the last letter is Ayin. Le'olam has an Ayin in it, and Ve'ed has an Ayin in it. You have three Ayins. So what? There's a mission in Avos, the first mission in the third parak. Akavya b'mahalal says we have to look at three things and we won't do anything wrong. We should always be looking at three things. What are we supposed to be looking at? Da ma'ayim basa. You have to know where you came from. The Mishnah continues. Mitipas rucha. We came from a little drop of nothingness, a little anivus in our life, humility in our life. Ulana to Hoylech, where are we going? We're going, where are we going? What's the mission say? Come off of Arim of Talea to 6 feet under with worms and maggots to build on Nevis, but also know lifnemiya to Austin Litin Vakeshvin. Always be thinking about and seeing one day where am I going to be judged in front of. Those are the three histaklus, the three places I'm supposed to be looking at. Histaklus, lashon, looking at. It's interesting, lashon, because it's really a machshava in a certain sense. But histaklus, supposed to see that. Because seeing is a much deeper connection. Seeing is believing. You're supposed to mamish, believe it with my whole heart. At every moment, may I embossed on to oilech? L'vnei miyat also din v'cheshben. So there are three things we're supposed to be looking at. Comes the Amud HaTorah and says the three ayins of Shema Yisrael, Shem Elkein Hashem Echad, Baruch Shem Kol Malchus Olam Ve'ed. The ayin is an ayin is an eye. So you have three ayins with your eye. You're supposed to be, it's a remez to the three things we're always supposed to be looking at. We're always supposed to be looking at. We're always supposed to be seeing and feeling and thinking. My ayin basa, where they come from? Anatolich, where am I going? There's a much bigger picture than just you and I. There's a much bigger picture than just today and my physical desires and needs. There's my ayin basa, where did I come from? I came from the Rebbeinu Shalom who created me. He put this in the world, put me in the world for a reason. Who woke me up this morning for a reason? Where am I going? What's my mission in life? Am I proud? Am I proud of what I've accomplished, what I've done today, of how I'd be judged on my day today? And this is Marames in Shema Lo'ilam Vo'ed. How in those three words? The Tikkun HaZohar says Shema is Rashi Tevos, like a pasuk in Yeshaya. Su'u Marom Einechem. So Shema is Su'u Marom Einechem. Lift up your eyes to that lofty place, meaning see Hashem. Shema is to listen, but it's more than listening. Listening that Hashem is Echad. It's seeing Hashem in your life. Liftei mi'at also din v'cheshben. Thinking about that you're going to stand in front of the Rebbeinu Shalom. La'olam, la'olam means also the world. What brought me into the world? My ayin basa. That's the ayin of la'olam. Va'ed is la'netach, is where am I going? La'anat ha'olich. So you see the three ayins of su'u me'ro me'nechem, of Shema. La'olam, where did I come into the world? My ayin basa. La'anat ha'olich. Let's understand this a little bit deeper, Chavra. So the beautiful remes. Something, by the way, I saw this Torah, every time I saw this Torah, every Shema, I'm thinking about this. It's a game changer to really think about this. There's a reason Akavi Mahal told us this, that these should be in our mind and think much bigger than our little world that we're in. But Chavra, listen to this. I'm going to talk some deep Torah today. The Zohar teaches us something very deep, which we're going to explain here tonight on some level. The pasuk of Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad is Yichud Ila'ah. And Baruch Shem Kol Malchuso Li'olam Ve'ed is Yichud L'Tata. Has Chavra ever heard that a little bit before? Let me, right? It's a Zohar in Bereishis. I'll read it to you. It's very just straightforward. Baruch Shem Kol Malchuso Li'olam Ve'ed Yichud L'Tata. Yichud Ila'ah Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. What's that mean? What's Yichudei Ilach, Yichudei Tata? So to truly understand it, we'd have to sit here for many, many days and learn through in the Tanya all of Shar Yichud Amuna that really explains this. And it's kedai to do it if you haven't learned Tanya. I don't know what you're waiting for. And the Baal Tanya, Shner Zaman Vladi, the Heilig Lubav Shari Zechus Yoged Aleinu, he goes through and explains. But just in our terminology, Yichud is a Yichud. Is a oneness. Yichud is bringing everything together. Yichud Ilah. Yichud Ilah is a oneness, a unification of Hashem, Ilah, in the upper realm. It's an understanding that everything in the global world comes from Hashem. It's knowing that Hashemayim Shemayim Lashem, that everything that's controlling this world is the Ribbono Shelam. And there's a Yichud in that. It's very spiritual, it's very esoteric. It's an understanding that there's a metaphysical world that's way above anything that we see. And very ruchniistic. Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Hashem is one, Hashem is everything, Hashem is above everything. Yichud Ilah. What's Yichud Tata? it's a certain unification. Tata means the lower realm. That's already bringing godliness into this world. It's being able to understand that in this world, even though this world is very physical, it's not the metaphysical anymore, it's the physical world. And we have a cup, and we have a drink, and we have a table, and we have a watch, and we have a shirt, and we have sports, and we have... But ultimately, if we really understood all of that, it's all Yichud Hashem. Meaning, if we really understood, and we believed, and we knew that nothing here can exist without the will of God at every moment, everything is godliness, it's just what we call Tzimtzum. A hiddenness of the Ribbono Shel, where Hashem is mitzamsem himself. But Yichud Hatov then would be, on a practical level, I'll tell you how we connect this. Yichud Ilah is when we learn and we daven and we're connecting to that higher realm of spirituality. Yichud Hatov is when I'm in my physical world, but I elevate that and also see God. When I'm eating and I make a bracha and I understand that I'm eating to give myself health so that I could ultimately learn better and daven better and be a nicer, better person. In everything that I do in the physical world. To elevate all to Hashem. This is famous. The Ruch HaSadikim brings it down. It's a Chazal. I forget where the Gemara is, but it talks about, I think it was in Amora. And he told his Talmidim, he's going to do this big mitzvah. So they all wanted to see what big mitzvah is the Rebbe doing. And they all followed him. And he left the Beis Medrash and he went to the bathhouse and he took a bath and he came out and went right back to the Beis Medrash. And they asked him, one of the Talmidim went over to the Rebbe with all due respect, where's the big mitzvah? He says, what do you mean? You didn't see I went to take a shower? My shower was so I could feel clean, so I could learn, so I could daven better. That too could be a mitzvah. That's Yichud Hatov. It's elevating this world, finding godliness in this world. When our everyday pursuits is also within the confines of spirituality. And then there's the Lamala, there's the Yichud Ilah. To elevate it all, you know, I was talking before about my son Uriel who made the brownies and Taco, what he was doing, right? What did I say? It was incredible, you know, to watch him where he's making the brownies and he finishes making the brownies, 8 years old, and I want to put in the brownies. And my wife says, no, there's one more ingredient. And I see him just close his eyes and davening by the brownies. It's brownies! But he wants to add a sense of ruchnias to the brownies, see a godliness in the brownies. The kovet shabbos kodesh to the brownies. He's something special, I'll tell you. You know, it was the night of Zois Chanukah before we light. So Chevra Avaminog, I don't know if some of you, to go to the mikveh right before Chanukah licht. I don't know how people don't, but okay, that's another discussion for another night, another time. Mamish, you know, we're past Chanukah, this is already, but like, we're still connected. It's still Teves, we had Chanukah and Teves. You know, when you light the Chanukah licht, it's Mamish Avodah Beis Hamikdash. Right? That's a Ramban. Beginning of Baal Oischa. Not some deep Chassidish Torah. That's what Aaron was told. That's going to be Lenetzach. What's Lenetzach? That's the menorah of Chanukah. Is the menorah of the Beis HaMikdash. And you're not going to go to the mikveh beforehand? You want to be involved in avoid the Beis HaMikdash without going to the mikveh? It's scary. L'maisa, so Zois Chanukah. So what happened? Where was I? We went out that day. We were all off from... It was Monday, right? It was Monday. So myself and all my kids were off from school. So we went into the city and we went to Chveis Nishto out to eat. And we went to the Museum of Natural History. It was a nice day. So we got back a little bit later. So then I went with my son and we went to the mikveh. We went to Sulitz. To the mikveh by Sulitz. So fine, we go to Sulitz. Go to the mikveh. I would come out to wash my hands, and when it was, remember those days, it was freezing cold that Shabbos. You remember it was like mamish, like some of the you guys don't even know what we're talking. You were in Eretz Yisrael, but 69. It was mamish, like the real feel they said was negative like 15 at some point. It's like crazy cold those days, right? So I go, I turn on the sink to wash my hands after the mikveh, and it was like freezing cold. The mikveh was heated, but the sink was freezing cold. So I wash my hands, and then I look at my son, Uriel, he's 8 years old. I say, Uriel, you don't have to wash your hands here. You wash at home. It's freezing. And he looks at me. He says, Tati, I would literally do anything for Hashem. legit do anything for Hashem. I don't remember the exact language, but it was either legit or literally do anything for Hashem. And it was so beautiful. So to him, now Lemaisa is washing your hands after the mikveh. Is Indian. You're supposed to wash your hands after the mikveh. Is that a mitzvah? To him, he was doing that for Hashem. He's elevating it. To wash my hands is a mitzvah. I would do anything for Hashem. Tzichul atata. So let's understand, Chevra, with this in mind. So Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad is the pasuk we say, Yichud Yilah, a recognition that God of heaven, the God of heaven that's Kadosh, that's ruling over this world, and Baruch Shem Kvod Malchuso Le'olam Ved, is seeing Kvod Malchuso, his kingship, in this world. So comes along Moshe Rabbeinu. And Moshe Rabbeinu says, the highest level of Shema Yisrael, that's Yichud Yilah, Shema Yisrael, Shema Kedesh, Shema Chad. There's a God in heaven. Shemaim, Shemaim, Lashem. That's what we have to connect to. That's what we have to know. I don't need a Yichud Tata. Because if you have Yichud Allah, you don't need anything else. Problem is, he didn't realize. He wanted the perfect world, but we don't live in a perfect world. And starting from Chede Tadas, what does the Pasuk says? Vati Pakachna Einei Shnehem. The eyes of Pasha Pshat, Adam and Chava, their eyes opened up. Vayedu keirumim, they knew they were no longer they were in the nude. But Einei Shneim, the two Einei, you could also learn b'derech drush, the two ayins, Einei, the two eyes. Meaning what? Until that point, they only needed one ayin. The one ayin of Nehemiah also didn't in v'cheshvan. The ayin one, all you had to know in a perfect world is Hashem is here, Hashem is there, Hashem is truly everywhere. I'm good. This is the Rabbeinu Shalom, and I'm going to live my life like that. But once there's chait, once we're brought down into this world, once we have physicality and materialism, and we're pulled into the taivas of this world, the temptations world, like Adam Arishon, now we need Batip Kachna Ene Shneim, we need the two other ayins. I need to work on finding, I'm going to be in this physical world, I can't be above this world, I have to learn how to find God in everything, and elevate it, and be in the world and find Hashem. And I need those tools as well. There are tzaddikim who lived above this. Pasuk says, "Vayitzchak Avinu." Pasuk says, and Parshas told us, "Vayomer hineinu zakanti lo yadati yomosi." I don't know the day of my death. What did Adam Rishon bring into the world? Death. Yitzchak Avinu lo yadati yomosi. The Igor, the Kal, and others say that he was above death. He was, Yitzchak was a carbon. Yitzchak was above it. Yitzchak was mamish above chet et adas. So Yitzchak said, all I have to know is Hashem. That's what, by the way, open up. You ever learn it like this? We read this last week, but we can read it again a little bit. The first Ramah in Shulchan Aruch. First halach in all of Shulchan Aruch. What does the Ramah say? Listen to his words. Shavisi Hashem l'negdi samid. Always have opposite you Hashem. Always think about Hashem. Always think about Hashem. That's lifnei miyata also din v'chadim. Shema yisrael Hashem l'kein Hashem l'chad. Hu klal gadol b'toyru v'malus hasadikim asher hochel lifnei alakim. That's a big klal gadol b'toyru. And it's one of the milus of tzadikim that are always going in front of Hashem. I mean, tzadikim, that's all they need. Shavisi Hashem l'negdi samid. Tzadikim say, there's a Rabbeinu Shalom above me, I don't need anything else. Imagine, but if we could live like that. Now, all of us feel that at times. Right? Yom Kippur, I'm Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. Yom Kippur, I'm in above this world. I'm not physical, I'm like an angel. I'm not eating, I'm not drinking. I'm not elevating this world. I'm not Yichud Tatam, Yichud Ilah. Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. So Moshe wanted that always. So Moshe doesn't bring in Baruch Shem Kol Malchuso Le'olam Ve'ed. He only has one ayin. But Yaakov, what happened by Yaakov Avinu? What did we just read in the Gemara? Yaakov wanted to reveal the end. He wanted to say when it's going to be back to that time, Shemai, when it's going to be back to time of Adam Rishon Koidem Lechet. But he saw he couldn't. He thought there was a problem in his children. His children said, no, we're Kaddish like you. We're just like your Echad, we're Echad. Just like your Shema Yisrael, Hashem HaKin Hashem HaChad Dikayid, we're also that. We only need that ayin. But then Yaakov realized, but if I can't, if it's Talka Ashchina, if it's not with my children, it's later generations. And Yaakov Avinu says, Baruch Shem Kol Malchuso Le'olam Ve'ed. And he understood that we have to be people that can't live above the physical, but within the physical and find Hashem. And he was telling each and every one of us our avodah. Our avodah is not to have that one eye of Shemai Shoshim. That's a level that maybe one day we'll reach, Acher Me'ev Esrim, maybe one day we'll reach when Mashiach comes before that, and we're on a level of V'ayah Bayomu Yeshem Echad, Shema Echad, and all we'll need is Shema Yisrael, Shem Lekin Hashem Echad. But until that time, guess what? We need three ayins. We need Me'ayin Basel Ano Toilech V'Hemiyat Asad in V'Cheshbim. We need to, yes, daven and learn and find the Rabbanu Shalom and Yichud Yilah, but also find the Rabbanu Shalom Yichud Tata. The Rabbanu Shalom says that you live in this world. So yeah, you have to eat and drink and sleep and get a job and spend good time with your children and live and be someone, be normal. But see Hashem in everything and elevate it all. And be godly in everything. Yichud Tata. Have all three ayats. Sometimes I have to be above it. I have to take some time in my day, Shema Yisrael, Shem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. But then go into Baruch Shem Kol Malchus Olam. You know what happens when we say it's an incredible thing? Because actually, a lot of the Sifrei Chassidus talk about this. We think we have two eyes, we have three. We think we have two eyes, we have three. You know where you see you have three? The Hadassim. Right? The Adasim are connected to the Naim. In fact, they're shaped like the eye, right? How many Adasim you have? How many Adasim? Aravos, you have two. The Aravos are lips, because we have two lips, right? One on each. The Aravos are like the lips. The Adasim are like the Einayim. The Adasim are the Einayim, but why do you have three? Why don't you have two? I only have two eyes. Anyone have three eyes? That's like for the movies, the Chveshnish in Disney. Three eyes, whatever, the aliens have. In Monsters, Inc., there's no Chveshnish, they have one with three eyes, no? Yes. Maybe, I think.
Toy Story.
Toy Story has one? Oh, that one, Toy Story. That little guy that came from the machine in the... Yeah, you're right. That guy has three eyes, right? Shkoyach. Bekias. You have to have Bekias in the Disney movies. Very important. Darshan a lot of the Disney movies over the years. But anyways, Lamaisa. A lot of depth. A lot of depth. Lamaisa, I heard this from a short years ago, and I've seen it in many Sifri Chassidus. Because you have two Einayim, and then you have the Einei HaSeichel. The Einei HaSeichel, which is a deep spiritual eye within our mind. And that's the eye that connects to Shema Yisrael, Shem Elokeinu, Shem Echad. Then you have two other Einayim, that's Me'ayin Basel Ano Toilech, of the physical world. What happens when you say Shema, which is Yichud Yilah, which is that Yichud above this world? You know what? You take your hand and you cover your eyes. You cover your two physical eyes. So you can find Hashem, which is above this physical world, in that way. But the truth is, Acher Chet Eitz Hadas, and Yaakov Avinu is teaching us that, we're not yet there, we're not yet at Mashiach. Until that time, it's okay, and we're supposed to be finding God in everything. Hashem wants us to live in this world, but to elevate it all to the Ribbono Shel Olam. I was just reading recently, I'm sure many of you have heard this already. When the Lubavitcher Rebbe, Zecher Tzadik HaShivrach, Rav Nachum Mendel, we have the chus, clever, we have the chus to be 10-15 minute drive away from to go to the oil, to daven, especially the chevra, it's chus to have chevra back from Eretz Yisrael. Avir da'ara, you got to keep it all with you. But no, while you're here, at least you have two things. First, you have Torah and Tefillah in the same way. And don't forget that. But you have a Makom Kaddish just a few minutes away. And when you're by the Kivrei Tzadikim, it's Bechinas Eretz Yisrael. The schus we have to live in the five towns, to be close to the oil, emes, something very special. A lot of communities, when you're in chutzlar, a lot of places, they're not close to that you have a makom kaddish like that. It could be bechinas Eretz Yisrael, a few minutes away. Something very special. It's a big schus. You have to take advantage of it. In his first speech, his first sicha. First sicha to his chassidim, when he became the Rebbe, Rav Nachum Mendel became the Rebbe, he shared the following story. I'm sure some of the chevra have heard this before. He spoke about the Baal HaTanya of Shner Zamel Be'adi. One time, it was Yom Kippur. It was Lel Yom Kippur, if I'm not mistaken. It was Lel Kol Nidre, if I'm not mistaken. And the whole tzibur was there, and the Rebbe wasn't there. And they didn't know where the Rebbe went. The Rebbe went to do a big mitzvah. And what did he do? There was a woman who just had a baby. And she had, her husband wasn't there. I don't remember the exact story. I don't remember the exact circumstance. But she, he went, and he went and he made a fire for her. On Yom Kippur, he made a fire for her. And he cooked for her and he took care of her. All on Yom Kippur. Because that's that. Because she's has a din of a chayla. She yesh bo sakana. That's the halacha. And that was his Yom Kippur. That was his Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur, the day of Yichud Ilah, he was teaching, and this is what the Rav Nachum Mendel Schneerson chose to give over to his Hasidim in his first discourse. To tell them, yes, there's a Yichud Ilah, but we're not angels. And we need to have Yichud Tatol, so we need to elevate everything in this world to the Ribbono Shel Olam. And we need to learn how to, wherever we are, bring Hashem there. Bring Hashem into our lives always. That's our avodah. That's the avodah of a successful yid. You know, especially if some of the tzaddikim that just got back from Eretz Yisrael, but all of us, you know, when you're in Eretz Yisrael, it's like a whole life of Yichud Ilah. The makom itself, so one of the guys, one of the guys that was, one of the chevra from that was here, that's with us, that was here last week, he called me this week and he asked me, he said, Rebbe, he was going to Eretz Yisrael this week, like a lot of the chevra, and he said, Rebbe, is there Indian that I should go to the mikvah before I go to Eretz Yisrael? So I said to him, I'll tell you like this. I go to mikveh now every day, so I can't. But I'll tell you, before I started going every day, when I was just going Erev Shabbos, Erev Yontiv, whenever I'd go to Eretz Yisrael, I would go to the mikveh before I'd go. And I'll tell you why. I've never seen it brought down, but just push it. Because the Shlah brings down that before every Yom Kaddish, you're supposed to go to the mikveh to prepare to be Mekaddish stuff. And that's why so many have the minhag to go to the mikveh before Shabbos, before Yontiv, before Chanukah, before Purim. So if you go before a Kedushas Hazman, of course you should go before you go to a Kedushas Hamakom as well. It makes pashut. It's a shaila. That's what I think. And how we know, in Eretz Yisrael, it's like always Yichud Ilah. I'm living with the Ribbono Shel Olam by my side. Here in Chutz Laretz, it's a little bit harder. It's not that the Ribbono Shel Olam isn't everywhere, but he's not as revealed. He's not as felt. He's felt much more so there. So we even more so have to be involved in Yichud Tata. We even more so have to be involved in Baruch Shem Kul Malchus Olam Ved, bringing Hashem into everything. Unifying our entire life to be godliness. And every one of us can, in everything that we do. Chevra, if you're going to be in business one day, you're going to be in law one day, you're going to be in medicine one day, whatever profession you choose to go into, first of all, you have to think of that as a godly pursuit. That the Ribbono Shel Olam wants you to support your family, and wants you to support your wife, and wants you to be able to give tzedakah, and wants you to be able to bring mitzvahs into the world and want you to do beautiful things. But how are you going to conduct yourself? Are you going to conduct yourself erlich and with tremendous midos and taking care of your employees and being the nicest person that anyone comes into contact with? And realize this is, and you're bringing the Ribbono Shel Olam into every aspect of your life. Whatever that you're involved in, the Eibishter could be there. That's Yichud L'tata. That's our avodah. That's Baruch Shem Kol Malchus Olam Ved. That's thinking about my physical body. My ayin bas olana toholech puts perspective into place so that I bring the Ribbono Shel Olam into my physical life, not just into my spiritual life. And it's beautiful. The opposite of the other nations, the Umas Olam, say the highest level is abstinence. They don't understand Yichud Tata. They don't understand our avodah. That Yaakov Avinu taught us, Baruch Shem Kol Malchus Olam Ved, bring Kvod Shemayim into everything. You know, it's interesting, it's incredible. This all started by Chet Eitz Hadas. That's what we're saying. That's when the Eit, Bati Pekachna Einei Shneim. That's when you need the two new ayins of Yichud Tata, Baruch Shem, right? Of L'Olam Void. Yaakov brought that in and taught us Baruch Shem to be metaking that in a certain sense, to be a tikkun for falling. Gemara, Metzia, and the Zohar. And Bereshis already tells us that Yaakov is a Gilgal of Adam HaRishon. Adam brought the Chet. Yaakov said, I have to fix that by saying Baruch Shem Kol Malchus Olam Ved. Which is incredible, because you know what? Listen to this, Chet. You can't make this up. It's unbelievable. Adam HaRishon saw that he messed up and he brought bad things into the world. He saw that he brought Misa into the world. Before Adam HaRishon, there wasn't going to be Misa. So the Gemara in Erevin, listen to the Gemara. Rav Meir Omer, Adam HaRishon Chassid Gadol Haya. He was a great Chassid, a very pious individual. He messed up. Ain't Tzadik Baruch Lo Yechda. Kevan Shira, Shiniknesa Misa Al Yado. Since he saw that the penalty of death happened because of him, you know what he did? Yashav Betainis Meo Shloshim Shana. He sat and fasted for 130 years. Shavivim's coming up. And people think it's a big deal to fast for 6 weeks, Monday and Thursday. First of all, there's so much tshuva we all need to do, and there's so much tikkun we all need to do, and Baruch Hashem, for healthy individuals. Okay, it's not for everybody. I'm not saying it's for everybody, but Lamaisa. Okay, we'll talk about the Shavivim coming up as a Hashem. A lot to talk about Shavivim. Big in Yanim. In our door. Anyways, he fasted for 130 years. Upirish min Aisha Me'a Shloshim Shana. He separated from his wife for 130 years. V'hola Zarze Te'enim Al Besaro. And all that he wore, like Kilu, his sackcloth was in those days belts of Te'enim, belts of figs. Me'a Shloshim Shana, 130 years. Where's 100? Why? Okay, so he was, that was his means of doing tshuva, right? But where's 130? Why 100? What? Oh, Yaakov died 147. But we're getting close.
17 years.
Seven. Well, he's gone 22 years. But 17 years were 17 years. The beginning of this parsha. But we'll get to that in a minute. Hold off on the Yaakov place. You're getting somewhere. You guys are holding in somewhere. But we'll get to that in a moment. First, just talk to 130 years. You know what 130 years? Wow, this is incredible. You can't make this up. You ready, Chevra? This is. You know, the whole Torah is just to build this one point. Listen, Chevra. What did we say? Really, lifnei the chait, all we would have needed was Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, one ayin. Right? Just ein ha'aseichel, to know that there's a God above, and I'm above this world. Because of Adam Rishon, he had to bring two more ayins into the world, right? Of me'ayin basalana to'olech, which is yichud tata. And now we have to elevate this world, which is our avoda. So he brought, so what are we mitakein? The two ayins that he brought into the world. Ayin is spelled how? How's that ayin spelled? Ayin yud nun. Ayin yud nun. What's the gematria? Ayin yud nun. 130. He wants to bring back that it should only be one ayin. 130. So it's 130 years that he's doing tshuva for. 130 keneged the miloy of ayin yud nun, of ayin. Oh. Because he was poigame the one ayin, meaning he didn't rely on the one ayin. He didn't rely on the one ayin, and he needed two more ayins. So he has to bring that back, so ayin yud nun. Yaakov Vinu, what does he say? Yaakov Vinu Chevra. What does he say? Vayomer Yaakov Paro, Yemei Shnei, last week's parsha, Yemei Shnei Migurai, Shloshim Umat Shana, Ma'at V'Royim. At 130 years, there were Ma'at V'Royim. The 130 years, he too is that same because he's the Gilgal. Because he's trying to be attacking in the same way, the same 130. Then he has 17 years of Tov at the end, 17 Gematria Tov, whole another Torah for another time. This is also why, by the way, Adam Arishon, we know gave, I'm sorry, Adam Arishon gave David HaMelech 70 of his years. David HaMelech wasn't supposed to live at all. And the Midbar Rabbah says, Adam gave him 70 of his years. Why 70? Because again, he's trying to be metakin the ayin that he messed up. Ayin Gematria 70. Without the Miloy, just by itself. So David HaMelech, who took those years, what does he teach us? David HaMelech writes, Shavisi Hashem L'Negdi Samir. No, just look at Hashem always. Lift me at us to look in the Chachman. It's all one. The Torah is so deep. But listen, Chachman. Halavai. Halavai, each and every one of us. Halavai, each and every one of us. Halavai, each and every one of us should be Zoicha to see Hashem every single moment in our life, even above this world. Hashemayim, Shemayim, Hashem. And we have to live like that and be involved in Ruchnias, Biktush of Tara, through our learning, through our davening, which is all above this world. We need that element of Shema Yisrael, Shem Lekin, Hashem Achad. We need that. But we also need Yichul Tata. Our vote is not to abstain, enjoy the physical world, but elevate the physical world. In whatever we're involved in, do a Biktush of Tara. As my son said, I would legit do anything for Hashem. So we legit have to bring Hashem into everything. Every single one of us. stakel b'shlosha dvarim v'lo asu de'avera. If we have these three ayins, lo asu de'avera. So Be'ez Hashem is baruch, we should be zoicha to have yichud ilah and yichud tata, and then we'll have the yichud of Shem Havaya. We know that v'haya b'yomu yashem achad u'shmo achad. We'll have the yichud of HaKadosh Baruch Hu u'shmo achad with Bias Mashiach, with Gula Shleima b'mehera b'yameinu.
Amen.